Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Michelle Durham. Here's what's happening. A controversial plan to open a safe injection site at a South Philadelphia health plaza has been canceled. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story from Broad and Passyunk.
A spokesman with Constitution Health Plaza announced the building would not be going through with plans to open up Safe House, which would have been the first injection site in the country. This comes after the nonprofit delayed opening up next week so they could talk to community members. The plaza spokesman in a statement said they believe people for and against the site had good intentions, but they apologized and said they would communicate better with tenants and neighbors going forward.
Mayor Jim Kenney in a statement says he's glad Safe House has more time to look at options and engage the community, and he emphasized his belief that safe injection sites save lives. The coronavirus outbreak spreading fear around the globe, and students studying abroad are in the same boat. Bianca Carbone is from Harleysville, Montgomery County. She's studying at Penn State, but is in London for an internship. Carbone had planned on traveling to Venice for spring break until the virus showed up there.
I had some friends who traveled to Venice in previous weekends. They're just a little freaked out because the virus broke out after they were there. They don't have any symptoms, like they don't have coronavirus, but it's just scary to think about.
As for London, Carbone says there are a lot more people walking around in face masks, and her study program is sending out a lot of warnings about how to protect yourself from the virus. Now, there are no confirmed cases of the Wuhan coronavirus in our area, but with about 250,000 people expected to descend on the Pennsylvania Convention Center for the Flowers Show, precautions are being taken to ease any fears that visitors may have. General Manager Kelvin Moore.
Hand sanitizers and all that stuff are out. So we feel like this is a place that there's a lot of fun, and we know that there's that thinking about that. But we're hoping that people just think that the Flower Show is a great place to come, and we'll have a good time here.
The show opens to the public Saturday at 8 a.m. Spring break has been saved at McClure Elementary School. The school district planned to have teachers make up some of the 15 lost days because of asbestos over their spring vacation. But staffers, including third grade teacher Rachel Boschen, went before the school board to object.
While I wholeheartedly agree that our students deserve this instruction, I do not believe that the teachers and staff of McClure should be punished by being forced to work over our scheduled spring break.
By a 5-3 vote, the board agreed. Now Superintendent William Height says it's back to the drawing board.
We'll go back and talk with the staff at McClure. We need to talk to the families of McClure and determine what's the best course of action.
Students at other schools with asbestos were relocated to other sites to limit lost time, but alternate sites were never made available for McClure. Illegal gambling machines, they're rapidly expanding across Pennsylvania. They're popping up all over the Commonwealth, like in bars, pizza shops, even shopping malls. The state lottery says sales from the unsanctioned devices cutting into the state's ability to generate funds for senior citizens. Lottery spokesperson Jeffrey Johnson.
We estimate that they are costing the lottery more than $200 million in sales annually, which really impacts our ability to responsibly generate funds for older Pennsylvanians.
Ryan Tarkowski with the Pennsylvania State Police says over the past month, 71 of these devices were seized throughout the Commonwealth, 16 in Philadelphia alone.
Pennsylvania State Police take the issue of illegal gambling very seriously, and it's something our liquor control enforcement officers and our troopers are out there investigating every day.
He says those who engage in illegal gambling risk criminal prosecution and other penalties. The first openly transgender recruit has graduated from the Philadelphia Police Academy with hopes of changing minds and hearts and opening the doors for other potential cops. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson has the story.
More than three dozen cadets stepped up to the stage to salute top brass and officially graduate as the first academy class under Commissioner Daniel Outlaw.
Ladies and gentlemen, I proudly present to you
newly sworn in officer Benson Chergai was one of them.
You have to be truthful to yourself. You can't hide who you are.
The 24-year-old is the first transgender police officer to come through the academy.
Chergai says he was held to the same standards as every other male recruit and able to pass all the requirements. That's the All Local. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.